Frank Main writes for the Chicago Sun-Times. Nice to talk to you, Frank. Thanks for joining us. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Hell of a headline inside the mind of a Chicago carjacker in Sunday's paper. Actually, I'm reading the one dated December 31st, so this was something you wrote New Year's Eve, right?
It is. Interestingly, he kind of came up with the headline. It's almost identical to what we used. I had asked him, you know, can I call you a carjacker in our story? And he said, well, I am one. He says, you know, you're talking to the inside guy, and so maybe your headline should be inside : a carjacker. And so that's where we went with the headline.
How did you find him?
So this is one of the big crime stories of the year, and I talked to a lot of law enforcement, police and sheriff's people and others over the year about carjackings, and my sources kind of led me to this guy. He is somebody who they had talked to before, you know, periodically. He obviously has contact with law enforcement. He's been in prison for car theft and carjacking, and so I just wanted to talk to somebody who was actually doing these things and could maybe give a different perspective on this terrible crime that's kind of playing Chicago this year.
The cops gave you his contact information, huh?
Well, they told me who he was, and I went from there. And
you're a reporter. You can figure these things out, I guess, huh?
Yeah. We kind of played phone tag for a couple months, and he had no reason to talk to me, really. I said, hey, you know, this could inform the public about, you know, what's going on with this particular crime. And eventually he said, yeah, I don't have a problem with it as long as you don't front me out. So I didn't identify him in the story.
He's in his 30s. Is he still carjacking?
Yeah. I don't know if he is doing it currently, but he has been over the past 2 years been carjacking for sure.
Okay, so you talked to him and you asked him, what's their MO? How do they do it? Why do they do it? One of the first questions you asked was, is there any remorse about it? I mean, this is terrifying to individuals, and it's ruining our city. And what was his response to that?
You know, I think this goes to the heart of the story, and this should actually, I don't mean to be henny-penny or scare people too much, but it was scary. I mean, he said, no, you know, at the time that we do it, we are, you know, hustling, we're working a hustle, and, you know, later on, when the dust settles, we might feel bad about what we did. I asked him, hey, do you feel bad about scaring people to death or, you know, actually pointing a gun and using a gun on people? And he said, no. Hey, he said, you know, that's what we do. And eventually, you know, we may sit back and think that it wasn't such a great thing, but at the time, and when we're in the moment, we're not thinking about that. And so that is something to think about when you are driving around the city and, you know, just trying to be safe.
Might also be something to think about. I mean, this is crazy, but at the end of the piece, the conversation that was printed in the Sun-Times, you asked him about the vehicles that people are stealing. And he said, well, I don't mean to tell you what kind of car you should buy. This is America, but why would you buy one of these Dodge Chargers or Challengers or Trackhawks or high-end vehicles that are getting boosted all the time?
Right. To all the Dodge dealers out there, look, I'm not trying to kill your business, but I mean, and the truth is the cars that he is talking about are cars that are fairly rare on the road. He's talking about very expensive, high-end cars with supercharged engines, things that most of us don't drive, or a lot of us don't drive.
Yeah.
I have to say this too. This guy is just one guy, one carjacker. There are lots of other people who do this that might not, you know, look at the same kinds of vehicles and have the same MO, but this guy, a career criminal in his 30s, who, you know, steal these things largely to sell parts and motors and stuff, is different than the vast number of juveniles who are carjacking for different reasons, joyriding and, you know, actually doing it for older people, that kind of thing. So it's just a little, you know, a little flag on the story is that this guy doesn't represent everybody.
He described for you the method by which one gang will go into another gang's neighborhood, kind of swerve up and down the street with the tinted windows. If they see then the other gang members, they crack the window and start shooting. The other gang members see the vehicle coming, but they don't know if it's friend or foe. Can you just talk a little bit about that part of the conversation?
Yeah, I mean, during the conversation, you use a lot of terms that I had not heard before, and I've been covering crime for a long time. Jackballing is, I guess, a new term, and it's you roll into a neighborhood, and you kind of swerve slowly through the neighborhood, and you're kind of showing your presence, and a lot of these cars have tinted windows, so people can't see inside and see, you know, who's in there, and when they're right up on you, sometimes they'll roll down the window and fire at people in the neighborhood, at their rivals, but sometimes it's their own guys who've just carjacked a car and are showing off. So it's even petrifying to the guys who are, you know, the criminals who are actually doing this. Sometimes they don't know whether the person who is coming into their neighborhood is an enemy or a friend. So another thing that I've learned covering this for the past year is that many of these carjackings happen in places that you wouldn't necessarily think. I mean, a lot of people would think Michigan Avenue or Bucktown or, you know, areas like that. A lot of these occur in west side of Chicago, and a lot of areas that have that are stricken with gang activity and stuff, and some gang members are carjacking gang members. I mean, that's also happening out there.
Yeah, we don't think about it that often. We think of, you know, the tourists or the people who are trying to enjoy the nightlife in Chicago, and their car gets jacked and then everybody loses their mind. Yeah, every now and then I'll hear from listeners in Englewood or Woodlawn, and they go, dude, welcome to our world. And I don't think about it that often in those terms. Shame on me, but interesting point, mm-hmm. isn't it? Yeah.
It is. You can look at heat maps, and they're lit up on the south and the west side when you look at heat maps showing the density of carjackings in Chicago.
He wasn't in jail then when you were talking to him?
I don't want to say. That will, I don't want to do anything that would identify him any further than I did in the story, and I apologize for that. But, I want to protect his identity for a number of reasons. I mean,
you also asked him about Kim Fox and the leniency mm-hmm. that Chicagoans think these guys are getting. What did he say about that?
You know, so I'm not sure I got an honest answer, but I mean, he said that the heat is on. He said that they're not laying off carjacking as a crime, He believes that police and the prosecutors are taking this seriously. I mean, he said they're, quote unquote, they're not playing. So there is a perception out there among a lot of people that prosecutors and police, I guess, are not doing enough to solve this crime. I do know that they are taking it seriously. They have created a task force that is very active in trying to stop this, but there's so many of them out there that that the numbers are overwhelming. There were 1,800 or so carjackings in Chicago alone last year. That's three times 2011. I just did the numbers today. So
yeah, it's three a day.
Three times as many.
It's crazy. Yep. And that's in Chicago. That's not in Bolingbrook or some of the outlying areas where it's also been creeping into. So all right, I got to go. Are you going to talk to him again?
I hope so. I've had readers who said, hey, why don't you talk to a juvenile now? I want to know what's going through their minds when they do this. So
yeah.
I may move on to a different person and see what he has to say. But, there were a lot of people I reached out to who said, no way, I'm not going to talk to you. So he did, in a sense, he did us a favor by telling us how what's going through his mind. And so I will talk to him again. I talked to him after the story was published, actually. So,
well, then maybe I'll follow up with you when you follow up with him. But thanks for your time. Thanks for the reporting. It's still there on the Sun-Times website. It's Frank Main's piece, Inside the Mind of a Chicago Carjacker. Okay,
thanks,
Frank.
Thanks, John. Love your show.
Well, I appreciate your writing and reporting. What a hell of a thing.